fish feeds. The Ministry of Mining, Blue Economy and Maritime Affairs will distribute fish feed worth $2.5 million in Busia County, a move intended to boost fish productivity through a fish cage project. Speaking on Thursday during a press briefing at Public Works House Nairobi, Mining, Blue Economy and Maritime Affairs Cabinet Secretary, C.S., Hassan Joho reiterated that they have been having discussions on how people can diversify into other forms of fish production, particularly in the lake region, for obvious reasons such as security, safety, harassment and loss of lives in the deep waters. Joho said that the meetings were held with the private sector and stakeholders, including researchers, feed manufacturers and critical agencies, to plan the way forward and brainstorm the requirements to sustain the caged fishing investment. He noted that the residents of the lake areas have diversified means and ways of ensuring that there is enough catch to sustain their lives by introducing caged fishing. The researchers have informed the ministry about the issues of collaborations, which requires the ministry institutions to work together with the CBOs, cooperatives, county government in rural areas on how to design the cages that can withstand extreme weather and upwelling to reduce the loss of fish, he said, adding there are mitigations that can be put in place, such as training of fish farmers. Joho noted that the trajectory of the business, if it is continuous within a year or two, the country will have the capacity to export fish, hence creating a huge market that will contribute to food security, job creation and wealth creation that leads to economic progression and lowers the cost of food. Mining, Blue Economy and Maritime Affairs Cabinet Secretary Hassan Joho speaking during an engagement with stakeholders over cage fishing project in Busia County. The CS had hosted the governor of Busia at Public Works House Nairobi on Thursday, October 3, 2024. He added that the meeting also targeted mobilizing the private sector to contribute to business growth, thus it committed $2.5 million worth of fish feed, while the ministry will provide 1.5 million fingerlings to the affected people after being guided on how to place the cages. At the same time, the CS announced a discounted price for the affected people with the aim of getting them back on track, while the governor committed not only to provide resources but also to work with the ministry for coordination. The proposed designs for the learning site construction in Bombay are being done in consultation with the county government and the stakeholders, whereas $550 million has been set aside for the project, he said, adding that construction is expected to take 7 months starting January 2025 and hoped that by August it would be handed over to the county for the benefit of the people. Busia Governor Paul Otuoma acknowledged the stakeholders for accepting to partner with Busia County in mitigating the natural calamity that has befallen the farmers. He noted that the Blue Economy is one of the major anchor flagship projects for both county and national governments, adding that the challenges being faced should be overcome through researchers giving solutions. Otuoma said that the government will allocate resources that support the farmers to curb the existing challenges, since the sector plays a major role in job creation and food production.